we got another day of NBA action. And with FanDuel, every night is a watch party. So it's time for your FanDuel crew to make their bets. So, what's the move tonight, gang? You know the new customers who bet $5 get $150 back in bonus bets? Woo-hoo, we're heating up, fam. Bet all the stars with all your friends and make every moment more, only on FanDuel. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and today I will be speaking to the first member of the Big Brother Canada 7 jury. It's Sam. So let's get straight into it. Let's talk to Sam.
Hi, Taryn.
Hey, Sam. I've got some questions for you.
Sure.
All right. What went wrong? Why were you evicted here?
Taryn, you know I play with my heart and not my head in this game. So I think ultimately that is where I failed. I should have taken a big hit at Corey when I had the opportunity, and I didn't. I really thought that I couldn't trust Dane in this game. I really thought that Corey and I had something going. I thought we had something strong. I was wrong. There was a bigger picture here. I was gunned for from the very beginning, and it was only a matter of time.
So how do you feel about the goodbye messages that were left for you?
You know, it was a whirlwind. So I'm really actually just trying to remember them all. I'm not surprised by any of them. Even Adams, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, we come into that house, we're going to leave. We come in that house alone. You got to play your game for you. So I don't hold anything against anyone. They were actually kind of funny. I was a little bit surprised at Mark saying that I was, you know, the best player in the house. I mean, that sticks out to me, of course. But yeah, not surprised in any way. And, you know, it is what it is.
All right. Tell me more about your relationship with Adam. Are you going to try to make this work outside of the house?
I definitely want to see what happens in the real world. You know, in the Big Brother house, it's, you know, everything is kind of fast forward. You get to spend a lot of time with somebody that would never happen in the real world. You've got to build some trust. You've got to communicate. You've got to be around each other 24/7. So I think we've been able to kind of kickstart this relationship in a good way. I'm very excited to see what the real world has to offer and all those challenges. And, we'll, you know, it is what it is. We'll see what happens.
Do you think your relationship with Adam helped or hurt your game?
Both. I think that's equal along the lines. I think that as much as it helped me, it hurt me. Early on in the game, it's really nice to have someone that you can rely on to a certain extent, especially someone that's pulling out some wins. I really didn't think I was going to be as much of a comp beast as I was. So I think the combination of me and Adam together, I think it really helped us get, you know, it really did help me get to this point. I feel like I was going week two, if not week two, I was going week four. I think Adam probably had some say in me staying. And then again, me pulling out a win, in that fifth week, that HOH, I think I really needed it at that time. Yes, my social game did lack because I put so much energy into Adam. So as much as it was good, it was bad.
If you had stayed in the house this week and won HOH, who would you have put on the block and who would have been your target?
I think I probably would have, you know, took a little run at Corey and Anthony. I don't think Anthony would have been able to take himself off the block. Let's face it, he hasn't won a thing. I think Corey probably would have been able to take herself off the block. Again, trying to get the numbers to get a big player, especially with this guy's alliance, is very strong. But I definitely would have taken a shot at Corey and Anthony.
Who do you think is playing the best game in the house?
Right now, I think Dane is playing an absolutely great game. He is a master manipulator. He's getting everyone to do the dirty work for him. He can lie like a champ, and he deals with confrontations very well. He's a great competitor. I think all those things combined are going to shoot him right to the end of his game.
Who do you think is playing the worst game in the house?
I would play a really bad game. I mean, I really, honestly, I do feel like my hallmate tension going to Adam did kind of hurt me. Aside from that, Kira plays a pretty emotional game, but really trying their best to. Kira's very smart. So, you know, Esty's kind of floating on the coattails of power. Damien's floating under the radar. I think Damien's kind of trusting people more than he should. Mark's trying to find someone to hold on to. Mark's trying to find a ride or die, or even just anybody that's willing to reach out to him. So, you know, I'm the one sitting here talking to you. But yeah, I think Mark and Damien and Kira and Esty are playing bad games.
What is your philosophy going to be as a juror?
Use my head, not my heart. That's it. I'm using my head.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that other jury members are going to have an influence on your vote?
No, I'm going to try and have an influence on the other people. Honestly, I'm going to try and, obviously, if Adam's at the end, I'm going to try and convince everyone to vote for Adam and try and, you know, find all the reasons why. But I think for the most part that I have a weird feeling that we'll all be on the same page.
So is your goal to attempt to vote for the best player?
Yes. I'm going to, you know, even if Adam is there at the end and if I feel like he's played a terrible game, then, you know, I will vote the way that I think my head should go. But at this time, I think Adam's playing a great game. I think him and Dane are playing fantastic games. If both of them end up at the end, I'm most likely going to vote for Adam, you know, for obvious reasons. Again, trying not to use my heart as much, but, again, that would be a really tough one if Adam and Dane are at the end of it. I don't want to contradict myself too much, but I think that would be really difficult if both of them end up at the end. Because, you know, that $100,000 is also mine if Adam wins, right?
All right. So bear with me here. I want you to try to rank the remaining house guests from who you think you're most likely to vote for in the final two to who you're least likely to vote for. And obviously this is subject to change. You're not tied down to anything, but if you're able to, can you rank them?
So you want me to start with the people I'm most likely to vote for?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm most likely to vote for Adam, Dane, Damien, Corey, Anthony. Shoot, Kira should be up there. Sorry, can I start again?
Yeah.
Okay, so Adam, Dane, Kira. Oh, this is really hard. Adam, Dane, Kira. Okay, I gotta switch it. Adam, Dane, Kira, Anthony, Corey, Damien, Esty.
All right.
That kind of flopped out.
Can you tell me who would you have tried?
Mark.
Oh, you did forget Mark.
Yeah, Mark is down there between Mark is there between Damien and Esty.
Okay. Who would you have tried to take to the final two if you had stayed in the game?
Obviously, Adam, of course. So when you ask me these questions, you just exclude Adam from the possibilities. I would love to take Adam to the finals. I'd love to take Kira to the finals because I definitely can beat Kira in the competition. But I'd love to just see Kira make it through to the end. Kira's brilliant. Such a wonderful, wonderful person. But again, that's my heart speaking, so I don't know.
All right. Thank you so much, Sam. That's all I've got for you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And there you have it. That was Sam. Interesting answers. All right. So make sure you continue to tune in to our Big Brother coverage. I'll be live tomorrow morning and every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And after the Sunday night and Thursday night episodes, we are also live to recap what's going on in the Big Brother house. And tune in next week for the next juror interview. We can figure out what their vote is going to look like. Maybe we'll find out. All right. So thank you everyone for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren, and I will see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.